You're listening to Talk of the Rock, and I'm Kayla Darroch, and we are here today with three ladies and one lady on a phone to talk about Tea for Three, which is a upcoming production. Why don't one of you explain what that is? But yeah, first explain what it is, and then we can introduce your characters.
Hello, I'm Mary Patterson. I'm directing this play, Tea for Three, Lady Bird, Pat, and Betty, by Eric Weinberger and Elaine Bronca. What it is, it's about the three first ladies, and they tell a story about their husbands while in the White House and the experiences that they've had that led them to the White House and what they go through on, you know, like everyday lives. And they explain their ups and downs with their husbands, and what they like and what they don't like about politics. It is a wonderful play. It's more like a historical play.
Right. Okay. And so why don't you each go around and explain yourselves and your husbands? Basically, say your real name and your character for us.
My name is Rosemary Culver, and I am Lady Bird Johnson, married to Lyndon Baines Johnson. My part takes place in 1968. And it goes from their relationship together, how they met, and through the Kennedy assassination onto Watergate. And she is a very straightforward woman who tries very hard to be a first lady, a good first lady to her husband.
Is Lady Bird a real name? That's her first name?
That is what they called her. I don't know why. Her real name was Claudia Alta Taylor, mm-hmm. and she came from a little town in Texas.
I can kind of imagine someone being called first name Lady, middle name Bird. That's a likely name nowadays.
It was given to her by the people that raised her as a little girl. She lost her mother when she was a little girl, and that's how it came to get her name, Lady Bird.
Okay, so her caretakers named her Lady Bird.
Well, they named her Bird, and then Johnson called her Lady Bird.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
He upped it up a little bit, made it a little more adult from Bird. And what does Lady Bird think about her husband? How does she describe him, since this is mostly from the women's point of view?
She describes him as a man that she is very in love with and has been almost from the start. She worried about it at first and then gave it all up for her husband. And she tolerates his mood swings, and she understands his need to be loved and wanted and needed. And his ups and downs, she understands that she can put herself in his place from time to time, how hard he works. She understands what his needs are and tries her best to do what she can to help him along in that area.
And it's true that this is only the wives' voices in this play.
Yes.
Okay, so we have Lady Bird. And then we also have Jody.
Carmen.
Jody Carmen. Yeah. Could you introduce your wife, or the wife that you play, the husband that she's married to?
I'm playing Pat Nixon, and married to Richard Milhouse Nixon, who was one of our presidents that was impeached and subsequently resigned from office because of the Watergate scandal, which was a really big deal back then.
And she has strong feelings in the play about that.
Well, she does. She has strong feelings about her husband, and she very much loves him and supports him all the way. But she also acknowledges the changes in their relationship after they've been married. And it took her a long time to really fall for him. And I think she feels as though she's not included in a lot of things that happen with her husband. And, you know, she'd like to be. She alludes to that. And just the changes in their relationship. And she sort of longs for the way things used to be with them when they were younger. And she's looking forward to them moving on to their, you know, kind of life once they're out of the White House.
And the way the narrative works, do these women have a resolution, or is it more just a blip, like a photograph of their lives and their emotions in that moment? Do they reach a resolution?
I think Pat does. Mm-hmm. Definitely. I think she does. She kind of imagines a different life, but then realizes, you know, that no, she loves her husband. And that's the bottom line.
And before we talk to Abby about her character, Abby, can you hear us?
I certainly can.
Okay, good. Could you guys give some insight into who your characters were, or who your real people were before they met their husbands? Like, what did Lady Bird do?
Lady Bird got a dual degree in history and journalism. She grew up without her mother. Her mother passed away when she was a little girl, and she grew up with her Aunt Elfie. And she was always dependent on everything, so she didn't want to be like her aunt. So that's why she went out and got a degree, and she became a successful businesswoman who acquired radio stations and TV stations, and that was the business in her, the businesswoman in her.
Did she continue that when she married?
Not really. She started helping Mr. Johnson with his congressional office, as Rosemary might tell you on her character.
Mm. Yeah.
She also was a horsewoman, and being a horsewoman myself, I understand that horsewomen are straightforward, honest talkers, and they don't take much guff. So I think she and Lyndon were a very good pair.
She didn't take his guff?
No. Mm-hmm. No, she didn't.
She was strong. He needed a strong wife to be his partner.
Yes. She put up with him for so long, but when she needed to put her foot down, she did.
Mm-hmm. And what was your dynamic like with your husband?
Before?
Nixon and the Nixon pair.
Well, I think that Pat was a very, what I understand, very pretty quiet, reserved woman. Everybody loved her. She stood behind her husband all the time when they were married in the White House. You know, before she was married, she was very independent. She always made her own living. And she's kind of salt of the earth. I mean, her parents died when she was quite young, at 13 and 17, and her father was a copper miner, and then he used the money from the copper mine to buy a farm. And so she was raised on a farm, and she cooked for her brothers and her dad and all the farm hands, and she kind of ran, was kind of the lady of the house, and she was a hard worker. She always held a job, and she was, I believe, one of the only first ladies that actually had a paid position in the White House. She was an ambassador, I believe.
Ambassador of goodwill.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so it seems that Lady Bird came from money, whereas Mrs. Nixon came from more salt of the earth kind of things.
Yes.
Right. And she was, from what I understand, her staff loved her. She was just very loving person, a great mother, just kind of like the picture-perfect mom. And just people really loved her.
Mm-hmm. And so, Abby, you're still on the phone, right?
I am.
All right. So we've kind of sidelined you up until now, but why don't you tell us a little bit about your character, Betty Ford?
I get to play Betty Ford. She was married to Gerald Ford, who took over the White House after the Nixon resignation. She was first lady for a short amount of time, but she's one of the few first lady, I think, whose legacy eclipsed her husband. She's known now for, like, you know, her work with the Betty Ford Clinic, which treats addiction. And throughout her story on stage, You learn about how she helped her husband face political issues that, even though it was 40 years ago, we're still dealing with today.
What was their dynamic like? Did they match each other well?
They matched each other so well. She'd actually been married once before Gerald, which didn't work out. But they were known for being affectionate. Like they weren't just sort of standoffish in front of the cameras. People knew that they loved each other, and they were very loving and supportive. She, in fact, part of her story is that she talked about that in interviews, and people were kind of scandalized. That was something you didn't talk about in public. She's like, but he's my husband, and I love him, and what's wrong with that?
Right. And How is this play set up? Are they having a conversation? Do they each stand up on stage one by one? Or how is this play unfolding?
They stand alone as a monologue. And they, each of them, tell their stories. It's a monologue.
Like one at a time?
One at a time.
Okay. What's the stage setup going to be like? Is it simple or is there a background?
It's beautiful.
It takes part in the presidential family quarters.
The White House.
The White House.
It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Come for the set alone, I mean.
Do you have a set crew, like, painted out, or what's it look like?
Well, you just have to come and see.
It could be printed from a printer, it could be 3D printed, or it could be painted. It's going to be a surprise.
It's going to be a surprise, and you'll love it. It's
beautiful. It really is beautiful.
It's the first time that we had a stage like that on in the drama pod.
Okay, it's in the drama pod. Yeah. When's it playing?
The play is Thursday and Friday.
The 15th and 16th, this week.
Okay. Limited run, I see.
2 days only. You can get your tickets at the door. Doors open at 6:30. The play starts at 7.
Okay. And Abby, surprise, I had asked these ladies to choose a passage to read. Do you happen to have a script in front of you?
I happen to have my lines memorized.
Oh, wow.
At least one of
they
us
They all
does.
Do, actually.
I trust you do. But good job, Abby. Is there a passage that you wanted to read, you guys?
Sure.
This is Lady Bird.
This is Lady Bird.
Well, we should tell Abby. Where are we starting?
We're starting as the play would start.
Yes.
We're starting
at the beginning?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's Lady Bird, then there's Pat, then there's Betty.
So we'll read it like that.
All right, whenever you're ready then.
Okay. Well, I have never been too concerned about clothes, but in this business, you have to be. And I must confess that when we have a state dinner and I put on my yellow chiffon and float down the stairs on Lyndon's arm and swirl around the dance floor in the East Room, I feel, well, beautiful. Oh, when we've had such glitter and parties here and the most glorious performers, Carol Channon, and those delicious little chorus boys singing, "Hello, Lyndon." Oh, whoever thought that this little girl from Karnak, Texas, would become the hostess of this most incredible house. Certainly not the girls back in my high school.
Very nice.
I loved my independence, been earning my own living for years, a janitor, bank teller, movie extra, sales girl, hospital administrator, high school teacher, and I was the advisor to the Whittier High Pep Committee. Onward and upward, that was our motto, onward and upward. And I had quite a few boyfriends.
Does Abby have a note?
Do have one. Okay. I hear the Carters want to do away with all the Washington formalities. I mean, that's how business gets done in this town. And just because you're following the rules of etiquette doesn't mean you can't have fun. We've had fun. We've had a ball.
All right. And so I want to talk to you about your accent, Lady Bird. How did you pin that down?
This is the one that came naturally to me.
Oh.
When I listened to Lady Bird talk, she wasn't deep south. And she didn't have the drawl that comes with the deep south. She kind of had a mix of both. And not speaking from the south, from the heart, I kind of picked that one.
All right. And did you research it or just kind of like came to you hoping that?
This is it.
Okay. It sounds good to me, but I'm not from the South, so I'd be interested to know, like, what region could it be? Dude, this is just, like, elegant South.
Do you know where Karnak, Texas is, Mary?
It's near Austin.
Central.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
You know, Rosemary does a good job because she doesn't make a real deep accent. It's just, like, a perfect balance of that southern woman.
Yeah, I loved first your like accent talking about like the glory of this event, and then you talking about like referring back to some of your background. You're like salt of the earth, like working woman. And do you guys have backgrounds in acting, community acting?
Go
ahead.
My bachelor's degree is in theater. Most of my experience has been in costumes, but I've also done acting. I have also worked for a few professional theater companies, but mostly in costuming.
All right. I remember your mom is in costuming too, right?
She is, yes.
Oh, and Abby, why don't you mention that your aunt used to work in the White House?
My grandmother worked in the White House during the Kennedy administration. She was part of the National Park Service, and her job was to sort of like help take care of furniture and catalog rugs and paintings and things.
That's pretty cool.
What did she, was that the main detail of her job? She cataloged, or did she also like make sure that there are no holes in the seats, like the most loved seats?
All of it. Like she was just in charge of like, because like the White House is like a national park. It's part of the Park Service. So her job was to take care of like the historical pieces.
That's so interesting.
It is.
I've never thought of a building as part of a national park at all. So it looks like we have 5 more minutes. Is there anything you guys feel like you want to talk about in particular?
I'd say come see a wonderful play with these 3 very talented actors here.
Mm-hmm. Is this the first play you've directed?
No.
You've directed before?
Mm-hmm. I just haven't done it in a while.
Okay. What was the last one you did?
The last one was for the Kodiak Arts Council, and it was a play, Stringberg, by a play by Frederick Dermont.
Sorry, what was it called?
Play Stringberg.
Play Stringberg. Okay. What was that about?
It was about this general and his wife back in the early 1800s, and it was kind of like a story about a husband and wife and how they connected in regards to his career and, you know, her homemaking.
All right. So you're well-versed in the way of historical plays.
Yes, I've always been interested in history. And when I found this play, I was like, oh, my gosh, I have to do this play. And the authors are so very close. I mean, they did the research as far as, you know, to be exact in time and history that it portrayed.
So, and we only have like a minute left, but I'd love to know, what is your method for directing? You're just like, stand more centers of the stage, or
you know,
your hair up rather than down.
I always found that it's the actress who has to bring out what they can. I don't tell them what to do yet, but I do, you know, suggest something, and then I let them find their character.
Right, you guide them.
I guide them, and then they need to find it.
All right. So we've been talking about Tea for Three, which is an upcoming play, I believe, on Thursday and Friday. At what time?
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
7 p.m. Where?
At the Gerald C. Wilson Drama Pod. Doors open at 6:30. Tickets are $15.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us, and Abby for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.